Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season... We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, brand new Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The raging bullshitter, me, the Sultan of Sniff, the Dapper Dingo is going solo on that ass. We are breaking down my medical diagnosis for all-star wide receiver Antonio Brown. He's got himself in some deep doo-doo once again. Plus, I'm suspended in the DMs. I have no idea why or how I got suspended in the DMs, but I am suspended in the DMs. All that and more in a museum quality, hard-hitting, brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming at you right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this motherfucking I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Thank you to Shopify for supporting the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big businesses. For a free 14-day trial and full access to Shopify's entire suite of features, go to shopify.com/champ. Shopify.com/champ. Boom. There it is. I'll do it again. Boom. There it is. Brand new Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. You are now listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Welcome to the zone of disruption, the iron diggity dome of disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. You hear the sniffs. A.K.A. the inflamed Ashkenazi, a.K.A. the raging bullshitter, a.K.A. Captain Cashmere, a.K.A. Captain Colitis from the Caucasus Mountains, a.K.A. the Jewish James Dean. Happy Hanukkah to all my tribesmen and women out there celebrating. Hanukkah. Name is Michael Rappaport, and you are now rocking with the very, very best, the world's most disruptive podcast, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Like I said, I hope everybody's good. Hope everybody's feeling real strong, real strong, real safe, real mentally sane. You don't want to go fucking nuts out there. My wife and I were sitting outside at one point earlier today. It was about 60 degrees. New York City during the middle of December. And a guy was out there having a full-blown conversation with himself out on the street. I'm not laughing at that. I'm a snap away from that. My wife and I, we were saying that could happen. You could just, boom, next thing you know, you're like, wait, is he podcasting? Or no, there's no mic. No, that guy's talking to himself. That's a gringo mandingo out there talking to himself. He's gone. It could happen. I don't laugh or mock at these people. It is funny. You know, it's just curious. I'm curious to know, like, are they having the, you know, they ask the questions and then answer them? Are they hearing the answers? It's not funny, but it's not funny to laugh at, but it is funny. And the reason why I'm thinking about it or saying it's funny, because I saw this girl on TikTok with a severe case of Tourette's, and even she was acknowledging how funny it could appear to be at times suffering from Tourette's. See, if you don't have the people prefacing that, then you think, oh, well, they're making fun of it. No. You got to laugh through the pain. You got to smile through the fucking pain. So obviously, it's not funny. Tourette's, mental illness, talking to yourself, having a full-blown conversation in front of me and Mrs. Rappaport out there on the streets. Nonetheless, that's why I always start the podcast ever since the pandemic. I hope you're safe. I hope you're sane. So you don't want to fucking go wacky. You don't want to jump off that cliff. Ain't that right, babe?
That's right.
Babe's over there. She got some back pain. She's all fucked up. Back's all fucked up. So over there trying to work out like Walter Payton, Jerry Rice, or one of them. You remember them workouts? You would see like Monday Night Football, Howard Cosell. They'd have these little halftime specials. Not like today. You see it all on Instagram. Everybody's posting it. But every now and then you see Jerry Rice or Earl Campbell doing work. My wife's on that shit. Fucked her back up today. I was walking around Central Park. I didn't fuck my back up. I go for a walk 2 hours. It's beautiful in New York today. Straight up global warming. Saying to my wife, I went to school right down the street. And never in December was it 60 degrees. You were out there with the big boat shoes, two pairs of jeans. This is before we had silks and thermal underwears. When it was cold, you'd wear two pairs of jeans. That was the thermal underwears. That was the silks. There was no Under Armour. That company didn't exist. You'd literally wear maybe a pair of jeans and some sweatpants over it, or a pair of jeans and some corduroys on top of it. That's just what you did. There was no neoprene, Gore-Tex, none of that shit you got today. But I tell you, I was in Albany this past week, and shout out to everybody who came to the shows. I heard you guys. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast fans in Albany, talking that dingo, talking that gringo man dingo, talking that king of cashmere. I see you. I hear you.
Did you tell everybody your new name?
What's my new name, babe?
Dapper Dingo.
Oh, yeah. I did that on the last one. I forgot that. The Dapper Dingo. The Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Dapper Dingo. Fucking Dapper Dingo. I came up with that on my own. Okay, you don't have to fucking, you don't have to make a big deal of it.
Look at you. Make a big. All the other ones I made up.
They know you made up the Gringo Man Dingo. I earned that.
I write most of your jokes.
She does write most of my jokes. Not most of them, some of them. The best ones.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Anyway, shout out to everybody who came to the shows in Albany this past weekend. I heard you. I saw you. You were seen. You were recognized. I'm heading to Rochester this weekend. I'll be in Rochester the 10th and 11th. Rochester the 10th and 11th, and then I'll be in Rhode Island the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And then I'm off, and then I'm back in January, the 6th, 7th, and 8th in Denver. Somebody hit me the other day about the site, the Denver tickets. It's all fixed up now. And then in February, we're back on the road hard body. Tacoma, Washington, West Palm Beach, Buffalo, Boston, Manchester, Connecticut, Pittsburgh, Austin, Spokane, Grand Rapids. Okay? Pleasanton, California. Irvine, California. I can't wait to go to Pittsburgh. I was watching the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Ravens the other day. It looks fun going to those Pittsburgh Steelers games. Everybody's wearing the fucking towels. Everybody's rocking the black and gold. I mean, that place, they love football out there. Unfortunately, it'll be February. Oh, well, you know, you never know. You never know. Who the fuck knows? I highly doubt the Steelers will be in the playoffs that deep into it. When is the Super Bowl? Oh, who the fuck? Yes, no, the Super, yeah, the Super Bowl. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. Anyway, it looked fun. It always looked fun. You know, growing up, you know, if you're my age, it was really the Steelers and the Cowboys. You either liked the Steelers or the Cowboys. They were in the Super Bowl every year for like 3 years straight, or 3 out of 4 years, or 3 out of 5 years. It was them. And I hated the Cowboys. Still do. I love the Steelers. Could name a lot of those players. Terry Bradshaw, Rocky Blyer, Franco Harris, Mike Webster, the center, John Kolb, the guard, LC Greenwood, defense, Jack Lambert, Jack Ham, right? Lynn Swan, Johnny Stallworth, Mel Blunt. I used to be able to name the entire starting offense and the entire starting defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers because they would just be the same guys. Anyway, but this weekend we're in Rochester, and like I said, following weekend we're in Rhode Island, and then we start back up in Denver, and I told you we got a bunch of dates, February, all over the place, and I'm just excited about it, and all tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com, but we're heading to the end of the year, you guys. The end of the year, we got about 3 more weeks in December, and then we're done with the year of 2021. If you could fucking believe that shit. Wild. I don't know what everybody's doing for Christmas. I don't know what everybody's doing for New Year's. Just keep your head on a swivel out there. You know, they got the Omicron. They got, next it'll be something else. And, you know, I was thinking, I was like, who does marketing and PR for the COVID? Is there like a marketing team? Because what a name for a virus, Omicron, which I'm probably not even saying right. But whatever it is, sounds scary as fuck. It sounds like it's some substantial shit. You know, they tried.
It's like the common cold.
But I'm saying the marketing, the Omni, is it Omicron?
Well, either way is acceptable.
So, well, whatever. It sounds fucked up. Sounds fucked up to me. And I'm telling you something. You just got to protect yourself at all times because they got a lot of wacky shit going on out here. All right? I'm telling you. A lot of weird shit over there in Amsterdam. Or maybe it was Denmark. It was Denmark. They got, they're giving people vaccinations. You get a vaccination because no one wants to get vaccinated over there. Then you get 30 minutes with a hooker. That's what I'm talking about. You want people to get vaccinated in the United States? Vaccinate them and then 30 minutes alone. Sucking, fucking, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Next. Government sanctioned prostitution. You take the shot, you take the booster shot, next. You go in that room, you do what you do, come out, boom, 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 boom. These fucking yo-yos will get vaccinated quick. Real quick. Okay? With the quickness. They had another doctor in Italy. These are all under the category of sick fucks. They had a doctor in Italy. He said that he offered to have sex with women to cure the virus. This is a gynecologist. Said he had the cure for the COVID. He called it that magic flute. He said he hit you with the magic flute and straighten you out real nice and real proper. That's a sick fuck. Okay, people have been asking me, where's the sick fucks? Listen, it's so many sick fucks, so little time. You know, I like to ebb and flow the podcast. I don't want to bore you. I don't want to bore anybody. But there's a bunch of them out there. My man OG Paul Wall sent me a really sick fuck. Few people sent me this sick fuck. This woman on a plane. She's on a plane, okay? Where people are trying to get to and from wherever they're trying to get to and from. And this woman brought her bald cat on the plane, which, first of all, shouldn't be allowed. Those cats are scary. Those cats are ugly. They're not attractive. They're not inviting. They're unsettling. Okay? This was on a flight from Syracuse to Atlanta. I've said it once. I've said it a gazillion times. This goofy shit always happens on the short flights. This woman took out this hairless beast, started breastfeeding it. Yeah, no, you didn't hear me wrong. The woman in 13A started breastfeeding a cat and will not put it back in the baggie. The flight attendant said, yo, you can't be breastfeeding. Because people were like, what the fuck is going on here, man? First of all, we don't like your cat. Second of all, we don't want to see you breastfeeding your cat. Okay? They had to, call the people when they landed. Ba-ba-ba, and it's not just a person. It's a cat. You got the ASPCA. You got all sorts of people you got to deal with. All sorts of people you got to call. You got an incident with a woman and her bald cat. You keep that fucking cat in the baggie. You don't take the cat out of the fucking baggie. No one wants to see that bald fucking cat, and nobody wants to see anybody breastfeeding a cat. You know, that's a sick fuck. It's a sick fuck there. It's a sick fuck, a sick puppy feeding her sick cat. You want to hear some more sick fucks? I'll tell you some more sick fucks. I read about a mother and, okay, check this out. It's a mom and sister, okay? The mother, daughter, and the sister. They share the husband. You understand here? Okay? The three of them freaks off, okay? The daughter lets her husband fuck her mom. And the daughter has a sister who, I mean, this guy must have some fuck style. I'm looking at the guy. He don't look special to me. He must have a mean fuck game, or he must be able to lay that pipe real nice and really, really proper. Because if one of them gets pregnant, you'll have a brother, sister, nephew, or a niece, but also, a stepchild. These are sick fucks who are also sick puppies. Literally sick fucks. Fucking each. And the mother's attractive. They're all good looking. I'm just like, why don't you get your... This is just erotic. This is freaky deaky. This is really way, way, way out there shit. And these are some sick fucks. Because somebody the other day was like I said, where are the sick fucks at, Mike Ramp? Where's your sick fucks? I go, don't worry. Don't worry. They're never too far. They're never, ever, ever too far. I mean, speaking of sick fucks, and essentially, I'd call him a dumb fuck. Antonio Brown of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is so dumb. I mean, Antonio Brown is lucky he's not in jail. He's had alleged assaults. He's had alleged sexual assaults. He's had a checkered past. Tom Botox Brady, who is leading the league in touchdowns, leading the league in all sorts of things at 49, 51 years old. I don't know what he is. He might be older than me at this point, except for he's aging backwards. Has co-signed for him, gotten him out of trouble, got his life on track, got him back in the NFL, got him playing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because it benefits him. It benefits him. Antonio Brown is that good that he could be a literal piece of shit off the field, and even the great Tom Brady will be like, you know what? He'll help us win a Super Bowl. And that's all I care about. That's literally all he cares about. Because Antonio Brown is currently in a three-game suspension, a three-game suspension at week, what are we in, week 13? So he missed week 13, 14, and 15. So he'll miss week 13, 14, and 15. This year, of course, we have 17 weeks. Or maybe it's 18 weeks because we have 17 games. I don't fact check. You know what it is. You want fact checks? Go to ESPN.com. I'm about to break down why Antonio Brown is most likely a retard. Yeah, I said the word, and I mean the literal medical term. Antonio Brown, who, like I said, has had all sorts of problems, one after another after another. Him and a couple of other Tampa Bay Buccaneer players got caught with fake vaccine cards. They didn't actually get the vaccine, but they got themselves fake vaccination cards that they submitted to the NFL, and they were doing well. He would have gotten off scot-free. No one would have known the difference. How that's possible with the NFL and all the shit that they've been through, I don't know. But I'm sure now they're going to be double-checking and triple-checking because you would think, oh, you know, these guys, they're making millions of dollars. Why would they submit fake vaccination cards? It's not that serious. Well, apparently it is that serious. The whistle got blown because Antonio Brown did not pay a former personal chef. They're saying, I don't know if it's $5,000, $2,500, or $10,000. The most I've heard that he owed his personal chef is $10,000, which to the average Joe is a lot of money. Antonio Brown makes $4.5 million a year. Again, I don't fact check. He's made tons of money in his career. He can afford to pay a $10,000 debt to a chef. He didn't want to pay it. The chef was like, oh, you didn't want to pay me, you fuck? You don't want to pay me? What do people do while they're eating? They talk. The chef's listening. The chef is privy to the information about you and your fake vaccination cards. He reports you to have a fake vaccination card. Now you're suspended for 3 games without pay. Stupid. You lose money instead of paying the $5,000 or $10,000 that you owed your chef that you probably definitely owed him because you're dumb. And I started thinking about the word retarded. I was like, Antonio Brown's retarded. He must be a retard. And I know, like, right now,
you're not allowed to say retard. You're not allowed to say it. I don't know why you keep saying it. At dinner, you said retard. I'm like, I don't think that's okay. You can't say
no,
that.
No, because I the reason why I'm calling him retarded is because I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying he may not have been diagnosed and he is a functioning retard because when you look up the word, not like the insult, the word means delay or hold back in terms of progress, development, or accomplishment.
Babe, if you're in the 70s, you say retard.
That's the fucking medical definition. Retard. No. That's the look in Merriam-Webster. No, the specifics is he's retarded. And I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying I guarantee you if he was looked at by a doctor, the doctor, he would be called slow, dim, or retarded. One of those things. I'm not using it as a derogatory term. This guy has something wrong with him. He slipped through the cracks because he's a great athlete. That's what happens. I'm saying that I think I would bet maybe we go to mybookie.ag. If we got this guy diagnosed, babe. Okay? A person who has mental disability, specifically retarded, retarding, a retardant. Something's wrong with Antonio Brown. How stupid do you have to be to get in that kind of trouble after, like, you would think he would be flying under the radar after all the shit that he's gotten into. My wife's standing over there butt-ass naked. By the way, my wife's 52, body of a 32-year-old. Same tits she's had since I met her when she was 21. Antonio Brown, you fucked Tom Brady over. Tom Brady's like, yo, you know Tom Brady doesn't like having you live in his house. He had him living in his house with his kids and Giselle. I mean, it's like a fucking pet. He doesn't want you in there. He's a grown man. He's 40-something years old. He has to keep you close to him so he can win those chips. He's making phone calls. He's cashing checks. He's co-signing you. And you still can't fly under the radar? If he's not diagnosed with retardation, he needs to be diagnosed, and he would be diagnosed with something else. And I don't care what these little snowflake fucks have to say about it. These little snowflake fucks have something to say about everything. I'm so sick and tired of these little shits. Okay? I saw this article on Instagram from the magazine The Cult. The Cult. Culture. It's about culture. The Cut. There was an article about, you've been reading about these FedEx employees, these UPS employees who are dumping truckloads of packages, your packages, my packages, whether you're sending them, whether you're receiving, they're dumping them into the LA River, the ravine. And people are going down there, they're taking them. People are going down there and they're, opening the packages. You know, it costs a lot of money. Also, dummy, it's a federal crime. You go to jail for shit like that. Unlike somebody like Antonio Brown. And this whole thing in this part of the New York Magazine, the Snowflake Manifesto, was talking about how we don't condone it, but we understand it. How many times have you wanted to go to work and flip a desk and just say, fuck it? And just a bunch of white snowflakes, they were commenting, saying, yeah, we don't condone it, but we understand it. We don't condone it, but we understand. You little shits. I send my hard-earned money. I spend my money to get a package for my brother. I spend my money to get a cashmere sweater to my man. I just sent one in the mail, and you motherfuckers want to dump my gifts in the ravine? And these little shits are like, I get it. Fuck you. I get you going to jail. You get the ramifications of doing that? Jail. That's federal shit. You're fucking with the mail and all that. Okay? That's when you go, that's Fed time. You do that Fed time. They give you a lot. Listen, you might not get that booty touched, but they put you in that long-term jail, that Fed time. You might have a ping pong table in there. I get it. I understand. Where's my cashmere sweater I just sent to my brother? You dumped it in a lake? Fuck out of here. Do your job. Everybody wants to be on their own schedule. Not everybody's on their own schedule. And you know what? Being on your own schedule is overrated. I like having things to do. I'm a hunter. Naturally, men, we like things to do. We like to go out, fucking hunt. Women too. But me specifically, I'm a hunter. I'm looking for that next whale. That next big catch, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, I love it all. And you want to throw my cashmere sweater, my Christmas gifts, my letters, my files in the ravine because you're just like, fuck it? Well, now you're going to prison, asshole. I am Rappaport Podcast. Yo, Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day, make that money. Money. Shopify instantly lets you accept all major payment methods. Discover the endless possibilities. Shopify is tirelessly reinventing tools of growth for over 1.7 million businesses, helping them succeed every single day. I'm always really impressed with Shopify, and I'm happy to have them as a sponsor of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Supercharge your knowledge, your sales, and your success for a free 14-day trial. Go to shopify.com/champ, all lowercases, shopify.com/champ. Let's go. Make money at the best place, the safest place to sell all your items anytime, any place. So since the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast recording, LeBron James was taken out of COVID protocol, still saying nothing about it. The only thing he said was it was a frustrating. He wasn't talking all that shit. He was talking on Twitter. It's fishy. When they put the microphone in front of him, he wasn't talking all that shit. He made it seem like he was just frustrated and all that. Just like I said, when it's time to really step up to the plate and say something, explain something, take some COVID tests on Instagram Live, show the people that he's actually not positive when they're saying he's negative, not negative when they're saying he's positive. He don't do all that. But you're sending out emojis and all. I'm glad he's back. And I'm sure the NBA is too. I don't know what could have been fishy. The NBA doesn't need, nor does the NBA want LeBron James, the biggest draw in professional basketball, missing 10 days because of coronavirus. But you see how fast it spreads. The Charlotte Hornets, LaMelo Ball, Terry Rozier, Mason Plumlee, and one other dude out. They got that fucking Omicron or that Deltacron or that Mu. What's next? What are they going to call it next? That Freddy Krueger? It's like weed names. Yeah, there was an X one. They didn't want to do it because they thought it would be mixed up with China. A new Z, Omicron, all that shit. They should just call it that Freddy Krueger. It's like weed. It's like drugs. You don't want that Freddy. You don't want that Gorilla Glue. But there's a spread. There's a few other guys in the NBA that got it. And they'll be fine. They'll be fine. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Kyrie, Ben Simmons, all these guys. Kyrie Irving apparently is saying that if they trade him, he'll retire. He got them by the balls. Oh, man. He got the Brooklyn Nets by the balls, and the Brooklyn Nets are not that good. They're getting by because Durant and Harden are that good, but the team itself, they're just not that good. They're grinding them into the ground. There's no movement. There's no set offensive movement. You see how many easy baskets Durant would get when he played for the Warriors? With Steph, with Klay, with Draymond. There's movement. He's coming off screens, coming off picks. Nah, them days are over. You're the greatest player in the league? Get us a basket. James Harden, you're the greatest scorer ever. Get us a basket. They're running them into the fucking ground. They ain't winning a championship. And I say, good. I am, that team will not win a championship, and I am so glad. Not because Durant is a fuckstick, a 7'1" fuckstick, but for my original reason, these big three bullshit teams. LeBron got that bullshit ring in the bubble. These big three teams, they stinking up the league. And then when one of the big three guys goes like, oh, they can't do it without Kyrie, you got two of the greatest players to ever play and you can't win a ring? Golden State's doing it out there with nobodies. It's Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and nobodies. Right now, they're the best team in the West. There's no I in team. But there is an I in COVID, you fuck. I'll say it again. There is no I in team, but there is an I in COVID. There's also an I in Omicron. What else is going on? This is exciting. So Jake Paul was going to fight Tyson Fury's half-brother, whose name I can't remember right now, and who will probably never be brought up again. And because of some injury, Jake Paul will now be fighting Tyron Woodley on December 18th. I can't wait. Now, we've covered this endlessly. I've met Tyron Woodley. I've talked to Tyron Woodley. I bet on Tyron Woodley the last time. We know where I stand on this. I need you, Tyron Woodley, to make this happen. You got to make this happen, man. He's coming in with a short training camp. I know he always is working out, always staying in shape. Come on, man. Please get it together and make this work for us, man. End the year with a bang. The bang being that big fucking nose of Jake Paul getting busted. Bust that fucking big nose, man. Please. But that's going down December 18th, and I can't wait. I'll be in Rhode Island December 16th, 17th, and 18th, and you bet your bottom dollar after that last show in Rhode Island, I'll be watching that fight. On my way back to New York, because on the 19th, I'm out. December 19th, bye-bye. Okay? I'm hitting a little fun in the sun. Okay, little fun in the motherfucking sun. This is going somehow, some way. I've gotten myself suspended again from a social media platform. Not sure how it happened. I'm not sure if it was the young shooter who will be with me on the next podcast. Not sure who did what, but currently, I cannot send DM responses. I can't send DMs. So as a lot of you guys know, listeners of the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast worldwide, I will respond particularly and specifically first to anybody that listens to the show. If you hit me in the next week or so and you don't get a response, don't get upset. I had a couple of people hit me up going, oh, I sent you this. I sent you that. No response, bro. You're not going to respond, bro. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, no, I don't have to respond to every DM. Number one. Number two, if we were really, really in that stage of our relationship where I should respond to everything you send me, we would be beyond the DM stage of our relationship.
You don't even respond to my DMs.
Because I'm suspended on DMs. This is what I'm telling the people. I'm suspended on DMs right now. But the point is that I don't have to respond to anybody's DM. Because if it's urgent, you can call me and or you can text me. I get hundreds of DMs. You see a lot of them. A lot of them, we put them on blast. We put them on that shame game. We give them that good shame. We shame them real nice and real proper. But if you're not getting a response to my DM now, if you listen to the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, that's because I'm suspended. General population out there, The ones that are antagonizing me and up my ass because I'm not responding. I'm not responding because, again, I'm suspended, but I don't have to respond to every goddamn DM. Most people don't respond to people's DMs. I just happen to be one of these people that likes to fuck around in there. You know, I watched football games the other day. I had my phone in the other room, and I said to my wife, I love this. I need to watch more sports, no phone in the room. Watch the commercials. Don't have to tweet every commercial. Don't have to check my messages. Don't have to Instagram. You miss so many parts of the game. You miss the nuance of the game. Back in the days, it would be like you'd watch the game. You'd hang on every single play. You know the time. You know who was on the field at all times. I've lost that because of this fucking phone. There ain't no love in that phone. There's just suspension after suspension after suspension. Done. Finished. Okay? Finito. Out. Okay? I'm out. We came, we saw, we conquered. I'll be back with another hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast this week. All right? Like I said, I'll be in Rochester this week. I'll be in Rhode Island next week. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. Miles, Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. I want you to end this puppy. I want you to take me out of this museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with something real nice. I want you to take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, I want you to end this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I'm out!